Lisa Smith, Cynthia Gabbard, welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, your Art of Hope exhibit is opening this week. What a powerful project. Let's begin with the role art and doing art actually plays in your organization's point and purpose, Lisa.
Well, art is an opportunity for people to see through that medium the ability for individuals to recover, to be inspired, to show hope and healing, and that's what our organization is about.
What a good use then of a really wonderful medium to do that. And Cynthia, how long have you had the Art as Hope advantage personally? How long has art been an important part of your life?
Well, I've always been a writer, and I wanted to add art because I think art is more of a universal language. It also is fun, and it's a good way to work out your emotions.
Very good points. Also, it's very user-friendly. Do you feel confident being able to speak in those terms and have a good audience?
Yes. I'm not positive that they interpret it exactly the same way I do, but I think they still enjoy it.
As you just said, it's a universal language too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, open to interpretation. Very, very good. So besides inspiring hope with this exhibit, and you really are raising that awareness, Lisa, how difficult is that part of your mission?
It isn't as difficult as it's been in the past. I think you have more community conversations around mental health. And what does mental wellness actually look like for individuals? What we find is everyone is affected, and we need to be a little bit more aware of what challenges people are going through.
Then, Lisa, how do you get people feeling comfortable to talk about this and to express themselves?
Well, I think it's creating a safe space for people to share their stories, create understanding and empathy for those who are living with mental health conditions and addiction. We're all very connected to each other, and we're all affected by it. And I think it's getting easier to speak to someone else about your journey. That's been really positive. So this particular art show allows artists to do that.
In a great big way.
Right.
And I suppose on the flip side of the coin, it also makes a safe space in which people can ask questions or find out more how to have those conversations with people that are doing the art for hope.
Right. You want to remind people that we're living with a lot of different challenges and trauma. And we can reach out to someone else who's going through those difficulties. Being a viewer of art hopefully will show the beauty and maybe the dark side of what someone goes through.
Great point. And as you mentioned, there's a lot of unrest in our world. Well-being's hard to maintain for anybody. How is that reflected in your own organization? Do you see more of a call to help or more of a call to understand the problems?
Absolutely. Increase in calls and increases across the community for seeking mental health services. It's a good thing. We are hoping that people are feeling less stigma when they walk in the door of a mental health provider. And we want them to think of it as the same treatment you would for a broken leg or heart disease. We want to tackle it when it first appears, not when it's in stage 4.
A wonderful, wonderful perspective that you have there. And Cynthia, I know that it is no fun to have the obstacle and have to get over it. I get that. And also to be brave enough, bold enough to speak about it and carry it on. How do you feel now that it is in the spotlight and you can express yourself through art, but you can also speak about it? What kind of empowerment does that give you?
Well, I know that I had a lot of shame that went with my illness, but when I started getting involved with peers, started realizing that there were other people who had mental illness and had experienced the same kind of symptoms that I did, that made me feel a lot better. And through talking, that was one medium that I learned very well, and writing. But like I said, the art, to me, it's a more universal language, and I do think it's going to speak to a wider variety of people.
How brave of you, and how wise of you to go forward. And having gone forward, you're there at that point. Nobody can take that away from you. That's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. what does a solidarity of this kind of collaboration bring, really being out there in the public, in a show, in your face kind of presentation?
Well, I think it gives me a lot of confidence. I've been a writer for a long time, and that's what I went to college for. And I had already published some things. Mm-hmm. This was the first time for me to show any of my artwork. And I felt really vulnerable at first, but just knowing that it's going to be in this great art show and it's going to serve a purpose, I'm pretty excited about it.
As well you should be. And Lisa, that's all kind of curious because the average person, artist or not, is going to feel very nervous in a big show. And someone that might need the art for hope, might need the expression and everything, they're going to be feeling very shy about all of that. So put it all together, are we hoping, number one, that there's not only strength in numbers, but all of these conflicting things to be worried about, everybody's just going to go out and be themselves and have a good time in a show like this? Is that part of your whole philosophy?
It is. And I loved the fact that you used the word brave a couple of times. I think that people are going to feel brave showing their own artwork and being able to be proud of the work they're doing. The pieces are incredibly amazing and interesting and unique. So I hope people will come out and take a look at it so that they understand some of the journeys that people go through with mental illness.
Okay, and this is an inaugural event, the exhibit. You're already planning to make it an annual. So what is it going to include focus-wise? What kind of mediums are you going to have in this very first showing?
We have paintings, sculptures, photography, and some other unique textured items. And we are even collaborating with the dance collective, and they will be performing a dance that is about mental health. And then we are actually having an event with them in December. We're hosting a performance with the dance collective on more art expression through dance on mental health.
Oh my goodness, so that's going to open up a whole new aspect of the things that can happen. And Cynthia, I know this is the first annual, so I guess I'll ask you after it. Okay. How everything went, but you have shown art before, right?
Yes, two different times. One, my husband is the director of the Garrett Museum of Art, and so for the Garrett show, I did show two pieces, and also I just finished up a three-month exhibit at the Downtown Public Library with three other people, and my purpose was to use my writing and my art to show what it's like to live with a mental illness.
Again, how brave, also impressive, showing at any museum of art is not to be taken lightly, and good for you for all of that. So in general, what is the response among your family and friends and peers in general? How was this received?
My family and friends are very proud of me, and I did talk with the woman who was in charge of coordinating the exhibit just recently, and she did tell me that there was always somebody standing there looking at it. Even I took my mother, who's in a nursing home, and she told some people about it, and they even told her that they really thought it was great.
Who could ask for anything more, to be sure? Meanwhile, who all do you expect to see coming through that door for this exhibit, The Art of Hope?
Well, we should see the artists, and we hope to highlight several of the stories from those artists, as well as our supporters of our organization and family and friends. Hopefully, people will come out just because they're curious about a show. It's open to the public.
It's fantastic, then. Just fantastic. Now, sounds like you have a really good agenda for continuing with the Art for Hope type of exhibits, conversations, the dance representation, and all of that. Meanwhile, if you could add any arts-driven project to your agenda tomorrow, sky's the limit. Money's no object, time, trouble, nothing is an object. What would it be?
I would love to see more expressions through music, poetry, dance, all of those mediums coming together all around the topic of mental health.
That sounds like music to my ears, to be sure. What about you, Cynthia? Can you add anything to that?
Mine's a little smaller. I just have so much creativity going on. I've got so many ideas. And my husband kind of put me up to the idea of self-publishing a book, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, then we look forward to that as a future interview, too. And good for you. And last question, from each of your perspectives and from your hearts, what do you hope everyone takes away from this exhibit? What do they most need to know about the Art of Hope?
I guess the biggest thing is I want people to go away with the knowledge that we're just people too, that there's really no difference, you know, that we have the same needs. We want to be loved. We don't want people to be afraid of us, and we don't want people to judge us.
Then, Lisa.
I want people to walk away from The Art of Hope seeing the beauty that's within everyone and the thought of inclusion, that everyone is valued and should be heard. Those living with mental health conditions are tremendously important people in our community, and we need to celebrate that.
Lisa Smith is Executive Director of Mental Health America of Northeast Indiana, and Cynthia Gabbard, a contributing artist in the upcoming Art of Hope exhibit. Lisa, Cynthia, thank you so much for sharing this wonderfully powerful story with us today. Keep up the good work and do have a great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.